Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Perspective matters. This is especially true when humans consider the lives of other animals and plants. One group of organisms exists so far out on the edge of our reality that we call them extremophiles. Extremophiles are usually microorganisms that live in extreme environments that are hostile to most life on Earth, including ours. They actually thrive in physical and chemical surroundings that are deadly to others, such as the near-boiling water of deep-sea hydrothermal vents or acid-laden rocks within volcanoes. Because of our biased perception of where life should exist, the discovery of most known extremophiles didn't begin until the 1980s and 90s when scientists started to look in unusual places. Now that researchers have determined the wide range of conditions under which life is possible, they have begun to study the remarkable creatures themselves. Already it has been determined that they hold great promise for genetically based medications and industrial chemicals and processes. This story has an unlikely connection to this region through the beautiful Washita River that highlights our natural environment. In the early 1800s, Thomas Jefferson sent out 4 expeditions of discovery to report on the flora, fauna, geology, and people of the lands in the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase. The most famous of these was the Lewis and Clark expedition to the Pacific Northwest. However, at the same time, Jefferson chose William Dunbar and George Hunter to explore the Washita River Valley. From the mouth of the river, their crew rowed upstream to Monroe, where they traded for a smaller boat and acquired a guide to lead them on to the rumored headwaters at what is now Hot Springs, Arkansas. When they finally arrived, they set up camp and with their primitive scientific instruments began to study the mysterious springs of scalding water that burst forth from the mountainsides in the narrow valley. On December 28, 1804, William Dunbar put his crude microscope aside and wrote in his journal, "I have always thought it probable that minute animalcules might be found in this water, and have always looked attentively to that object. At length I found this evening upon the green matter a minute shell animal, shaped like a muscle or kidney. It is about the size of the smallest grain of sand." Dunbar had just described one of the first extremophiles, a tiny crustacean that lives in the 145-degree waters of the Hot Springs. An important detail to remember on this matter is that the creatures are extreme based on our perspective. From their point of view, it's a perfectly normal world.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.